here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Bravo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Westward from St. Joe. The city of St. Joseph, Missouri, holds a secure place in the development of the West. With the discovery of gold in California and later in Colorado, St. Joseph became a terminal and point of departure for the westward traffic, a strange conglomeration of carryalls, covered wagons, and the great mule-drawn freighters. Because the need for food and supplies was imperative, stockyards and outfitters' establishments sprang up, and St. Joe began to boom. As our story opens, it is early morning in one of the big camping groves along Frederick Avenue. The Cisco Kid and his ever-present companion, Pancho, are walking towards a man who is hitching two horses to a small cargo wagon.
You make Senor Elvis Wagner and his partner go with the wagon train, Cisco?
No, I cannot make them go with the train, Pancho.
But you the wagon train capitan, no?
Even so, that gives me no right to try to force any travelers to join the train. What is this, Senor Wagner?
What is this, Senor Wagner?
Good morning, have you, sir, and Pancho. It's fine morning, too.
Si, senor. Are you and your partner starting out at once?
Yeah, by nightfall we will be far ahead of you.
I have no doubt, senor. But sometimes haste is dangerous.
I have made this trip 5 times, Cisco.
I have made the trip 10 times, senor. And never have I seen this town of San Jose so full of hoodlums and bandidos as it is right now.
Yeah, but we will leave them behind. And besides, why would anyone hold up me, August Wagner, a poor man?
You're not a poor man, senor.
It's a matter of common knowledge that you deal in diamonds, Senor Wagner. That you buy them in the east, take them west, and sell them in the mining country.
But I have told no one in St. Joseph.
Last night in the cafe of the Edgar House on Francis Street, I saw two hombres who hang around the gold mines picking up what money they can dishonestly. They would know you deal in diamonds.
Pancho, see that Lou Britton. He's a tough hombre.
And Jean Wallace, who was with Britton, is a vicious killer.
That's a bad, bad hombre, senor.
But we will not have trouble unless it be with the Indians.
The Pawnees and the Sioux are fighting each other these days. I do not think they will bother you. But watch out for the white men, senor.
Yeah, danke, danke, Herr Cisco, but I do not worry.
Very well. Hasta la vista.
And good luck.
Come, Pancho.
We'll gun them down, both of them.
You mean August Wagner and his partner, Gene?
Yeah, I mean August Wagner and his partner. And I'll do the shooting myself.
And you're the boss.
You bet I'm the boss.
We'll draw rein on top this next ride, boys. I'll say one thing for you sidewinders. You sure got yourselves up to look like ponies.
And you did mighty well yourself.
I meant to, Lou. I always aim to do well at whatever I tackle. Better than the next number. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We'll drop one of these tomahawks and a feather or two. That'll establish us as Indians. Yes. There's a wagon coming along down there.
And they got across the Nottoway River mighty quick.
Get ready to ride, you hombres. All right, let's go. Get up. Hold your fire now. I'll gun them down. I got the partner.
There goes Wagner, running for the ravine.
All right, boys, open up on them.
In that ravine, he's going to be hard to find.
He can find him. First off, we'll ransack that wagon. Ho, 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 ho. Get busy. Find them diamonds.
I'll search the body of this hombre. Gene, look here, in this little box.
you found some Lou. By thunder, look at him, Florida.
Hey, well, what about Wagner? Want us to hunt him down?
No, let him go. Might be a good idea at that to let him put the blame on the Indians. Because I'm thinking now of going after that wagon train that started out this morning.
The one the Cisco kid's captain of?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't hankering to get mixed up with Cisco, Gene.
Well, I am. I'm a better man than Cisco any day in the week, and I aim to prove it.
Almost run out of the river now, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Hey, Cisco!
Mules get a little slaughter called you, Cisco.
Hey, hey, slaughter.
See here, doggone wardeners, mules of mine are dragging their bellies on the ground.
You look like good mules to Pancho.
Very well. A little rest is in order before we start to cross the river. That's the word back.
Call his mule's name, Cisco.
So does every good mule skinner, amigo. But Senor Slaughter is very fond of his mules, in spite of what he calls them.
Hey, Loco, how'd you like Pancho to call you a lamprey spoon of mud? No, huh? Pancho not blame you.
Senores, over here, you please. We'll make use of the two big scows at Jumbo Ferry on the Nutaway. I would like 10 of you to ride ahead and make sure those scows are ready.
Cisco, hombre, come this way and see.
Just about turned in. Come on, Pancho. We'll go and meet him.
See, Cisco.
Pancho, it's Senor August Wagner. Senor Wagner, are you hurt?
I'm not hurt. The Indian.
Here, I'll take your arm. Pancho, get some water.
You Pancho, run for the water.
Now, what about the Indians?
They are packed. Kill my partner, but I escaped. They steal my diamonds.
Where did this happen?
About 2 miles west of the river. Oh, you were right, Francisco. You were right. We shouldn't have tried to go alone.
What Indians?
The Pawnees. We were on the trail in the Red Devil's...
Barnes, you and I will have a look, senor. After the wagon train starts, we'll ride ahead. Come, you can ride with Senor Slaughter. Come on. Senor Slaughter! Can you take a passenger with you for a few miles?
Why, sure thing, Cisco. Climb right up, mister. Here, I'll give you a hand. Hey, sure look winded.
He's the wood.
I'll take it for him, Pancho.
Sit down, just. I'm a ruined man, my diamond.
I am sorry for you, senor, but you still have your life. Do not forget that. Start up your wagon, Senor Slaughter. Let us push on to the river.
All right. Betsy, move. You moved up in the lead there. Get the sand out of your eyes. Wake up, you knuckle-jointed black nose blatherskite. Come on now. Come on. Ah! Go on, you no-good dingbat. Hi, get out of there.
Back along. Catch up, senores. Catch up. Now, Pancho. We'll ford the river and ride to the place of that Indian attack.
Pancho, ready, Cisco.
But I still do not believe the attack was made by Indians.
Wait a minute, boys. Whoa, whoa. Who are them two riders down there?
That's the Cisco kid and his partner, Gene. Sure as blazes, that's who it is.
Well, they're riding so far ahead of that wagon train, sir.
I don't know unless Cisco's got word about us attacking that their cargo wagon, the wagon.
That may be it.
Most likely is, and he's riding to look the place over.
Then we better ride down there after him, right now.
Wait a minute, Gene.
Wait, nothing. I'm the boss of this outfit. Lou, you ain't.
I ain't trying to be boss. I just got an idea.
Let's have it.
Well, if we ride in a big circle and attack that wagon train from the rear, just as they're starting to cross the river, we can catch them by surprise. And don't forget this, Gene. If we can capture Cisco's partner, Cisco will come after him. Then we'll have them both.
I reckon you got more brains than I gave you credit for, Lou. That's a good idea. And we'll act on it.
When we go after those killers, Cisco, we go back to the wagon train now and...
See, my first duty is to get these wagons across the river safely.
Uh-huh.
After that, we can think about those banditos. Come on, in the water, Diablo.
Yeah. You too, Loki. Into the water. There, a wagon train down the curve of the riverbank.
Hey, we'll be there in a few moments.
Do not think the Indians make that a fact, Cisco?
I am certain it is not. For one thing, all those horses were shod. Indian ponies are not. Now, careful going up the bank, yeah. Well, come on, there.
We find those bandidos after a while.
I hope so, Chico. But for the time being, about all we could do was to bury Senor Wagner's partner.
Senor Wagner waits for us.
Didn't you find the Indian find Francisco?
That job was done by white men, Senor Wagner.
Are you sure of that?
I am, Senor. We will try to get your diamonds back as soon as possible. But I can promise nothing. Is that first scout ready, Senores?
Yes.
Bueno. Senor Slaughter, get your big wagon aboard.
All right, Chisco. You lift up them hammerhead. Hi, Betsy. Blackie. Hi. Either lift them hoofs up off in the ground or I'll sell you to a glue factory. All right, get along there. Get along.
That is good, Senor. Pancho, you stay on this side of the river and help with the next loading.
Yes, Chisco.
I will cross to Senor Slaughter. We may need help getting the wagon to shore on the other side. Come on, Del. Yeah. Pass close, señores. You on the west bank. Follow me. Follow me.
He's riding the current now, Cisco.
Hey, this is not a hard river to cross. But when we get to the flat... There it goes. What is all that? Hey, Flora, I must get back there. Diablo, come on, hit the water.
Just a minute. Hey, wait, I'm coming with you. Oh, I don't mean to be left out of no time. I'm coming
here,
Pancho.
Hey,
Pancho. Somebody lend me your cap.
Whatever, hold. Senores, listen to me. I will leave this job in your hands until I get back. Get across and make camp on the west bank.
I'm with you, Cisco. I've got me a saddle horse.
I may be gone for some time, so I'm not coming back without Pancho. Off your behalf.
And Cisco and the mule skinner Del Slaughter ride towards an ambush. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Westward from St. Joe. Going against Cisco's advice to travel westward from St. Joseph in the wagon train, August Wagner, diamond dealer, and his partner went ahead and were attacked by desperados made up like Pawnee Indians. Later on, these same desperados attacked the train from the rear as it was in process of crossing the Nottoway River and captured Cisco's faithful companion, Pancho. At once, Cisco and the mule skinner, Del Slaughter, started in pursuit.
How far do you think them hombres are ahead now, Cisco?
About half a mile.
Yeah, that's about the distance I figured, too. Nice of them to leave such a plain trail for us to follow.
So nice, it makes me suspicious, Senor Slaughter.
You mean you think they want us to follow them?
That is the way it looks to me. Let us stop here for a moment to reconnoiter. Whatever. Another thing that makes me suspicious is that those bandidos rode into the wagon train only to capture Pancho.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
They made no attempt to carry the attack beyond that.
Well, what do we do now, Cisco?
Let us go forward on foot. It may be that those bandidos are not half a mile ahead. It may be they are waiting for us within 100 yards or so. Let us find out, senor.
We'll stop right here on this bluff.
Whoa. Get down off of that horse, fat one.
You're careful who you call fat one, bandito.
I said get down off of that horse. Now get down.
Let go of Pancho. Let go of it.
Yeah, that'll learn him, Gene.
Next time I give you an order, you jump. Just go get hold of Jules. He picked you for this.
You poor knee.
Couple of you hombres get to fatten over there in time to one of them trees. Lou.
Yeah?
You better stay here where you can watch the back trail.
All right, Gene.
Not even look like Indians. Not even fool Pancho scorching the look for video. In Porfirio, very easy to fool.
Shut up, you.
This one of you hombres not Indians.
Get to fatten up, one of you hombres. So you think Cisco will track us, do you, Lou?
I sure do. They tell me that Cisco sets a heap of store for that fat partner of his. He's bound to try to rescue him.
Then we capture Cisco.
Easy as pie if you do as I told you. There won't even have to be a fight.
Reckon if I see him, I'll take a couple of shots at him just for luck.
Shoot yourself, Gene.
Then after we capture him, we'll leave him and the fattened under guard, and we'll get back to that wagon train camp. I want more of them valuables, Lou. A lot more of them. And this is my day to get them.
Momentous in his water.
Yes?
I saw a bush move on the top of that bluff.
Might be an animal.
It might be, but I do not think so. Keep your eyes open. Keep under cover of the rocks as much as you can.
That's what you say to do, Cisco. It's good enough for me.
Follow me, senor.
You reckon I'm going to get my open fight?
I would not be surprised. Wait.
Now what?
It isn't over to move that bush. I just saw him look through.
By the jumping Jupiter, that was a close one.
Keep under cover, senor.
Shoot at me, will they? Why, them wall-eyed, thick-skulled Talawalahoos, I'll show them. How do you like that? And that?
Do not waste your ammunition, senor.
Hey, Cisco.
What do you want, Bandito?
We got your partner up here. Go on, Patton. Talk to him.
Aren't you up here, Cisco? Now, you mind that. You capture these Banditos.
You better mind it, Cisco. You and that hombre with you. Walk up here with your hands in the air.
Why, you mother, his
lady.
Hey, hold your fire, senor. You, Bandito. Suppose you walk down here with your hands in the air.
I ain't fooling, Cisco. Either you two come up here, or I'll go down to your partner.
Yeah. You make big talk to the hat, Cisco. Not you pay attention.
You don't better pay attention, Cisco. You always bring the fatten over here to the edge of the bluff.
Hombre, if you hurt Pancho in any way, you will be sorry for the rest of your life.
That kind of talk don't mean a thing, Cisco. Now, here's your partner.
Now, do you mind this, Bandito, Cisco?
I'll give you till I count to three to say you'll walk up here. If you won't, then I'll kill this partner of yours right before your eyes.
He's bluffing, Cisco.
I'm not so sure.
One!
I just cannot take the chance.
Two!
All right, Bandito. I will do as you say.
Unbuckle them gun belts and throttle. Now, start walking.
Reckon them critters got us this time, Cisco.
So it seems, senor. But keep your eyes open. There may be a chance to escape.
By the time we reach that wagon train, it'll just about be dark.
Yeah, just about.
We'll gun down the sentries, and then we'll rush them wagons.
Maybe they'll be expecting another attack, Gene.
What of it? A couple of bullets will start them running.
Well, you better look things over pretty careful first. Hey, the plan. You saw how easy it was to capture Cisco, didn't you?
All right. I know what I'm doing, Lou.
Yeah, I guess you do. Only I...
Go on. Let's have it.
Well, to my way of thinking, you should have left a couple more of the boys to guard Cisco Kid and the other two.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, Cisco's a mighty slippery hombre.
Hold it a minute, boys. Oh.
Now, will you say that again?
Well, I just think that... Hey, what's the idea, Gene? What are you looking at me like that for?
To me, you've been getting mighty cocky during the past few hours. You ain't aiming to take over this here gang, are you?
No, of course not. You know better than that.
You figuring because I accepted a couple of your plans of yours that I'm going to do everything you say?
No, that ain't it.
Get down off of that horse.
What for?
Get down!
Sure, Gene.
See how you like this. It's just a hint as to who's boss.
You're the boss, Gene.
You sure you know it?
Yeah, you're the boss.
All right, then. Get back on that horse. Any of the rest of you hombres got any notions taking over, say so right now. now on, I'll make the plan. Here's what we're going to do. After we hit that wagon train, we're going back up to the bluff. We're going to kill Cisco and the other two, and then we're going to ride west into Apache country and make up like Apaches and hit more wagon trains. Now, come on, let's go.
Those bandidos, they pound you up like a turkey.
You are not the only one, Pancho.
They tied our hands and feet, blast their honor, and doggone hide.
Pancho, cold, too. Not near enough to that campfire.
Now is the time for us to get away.
Well, the two guards are...
Now, let's bring up the water.
I can't get loose.
Pancho, not getting either.
Well, then there's only one way to do this.
Hey, hey. You roll toward that campfire, Cisco.
Keep your voice down, senor.
Could have tried to burn these ropes off my wrist.
But you'll burn yourself.
You need to not do that, Cisco.
Harold, be careful. You must get away. The people of that wagon train are in
danger.
You sure got nerves, Cisco.
It should not take long to burn through this rope.
It's burning now.
Only those guards
stay away for a few more minutes.
Now the rope is giving. Get the rope off my ankle.
Hurry, Cisco. God, come back.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can.
Hey, Cisco, get loose.
There, you all right, Bandito? My thanks to you.
No.
I'm staying away this long. No. Also, my thanks to you, Aubrey.
By thunder, Cisco, that's real punching.
Cisco hit hard, no?
Oh, sure would hate to have him hit me.
I will set you free first, Pancho. And you can tie these two banditos while I untie Senor Slaughter. After that, we will have the ride of our lives back to camp.
Stop here in this room by the wagon train.
Oh.
Now on, don't make any noise. You got a couple of guards out, huh? Luke.
What do you want?
Come here. Mister, you're heading for trouble if you quit acting this sullen. Understand?
Yeah, sure, Gene, sure.
All right. We're going to gun down them two guards. I'll take the one on the left. You take the one on the right. Minute we shoot, you hombres start yelling. Then we'll charge the camp. Get ready. Aim.
Hey. Somebody's coming.
Thunder.
Out of my hand.
Same here.
Get in there, Yaro.
You too, look out.
Here we come. You mean gang of murderers, coyotes.
There is a bunch of you I want to get my hands on.
Look out.
Cisco.
I don't want to look out.
Why don't you take this way, Cisco?
No. Why do I got him?
All right, fine. So take the rest.
Yeah. Oh, I'll kill you, Cisco. I'll kill you.
Not by firing that way, Bonsito.
What's going on?
These banditos dressed as ponies are white men, signore. Surround them. Now for you, killer. This. And then that.
That's enough, Cisco.
I've got this whole cat licked too, Cisco.
Bueno, señor Slaughter. He's going to go hard with this gang of murdering butters.
Not me, Cisco. Gene Paul is there. He did the killing.
Oh, you double cross.
Get up.
Keep talking, Britton. Where are those diamonds?
Gene's got them in that pouch around his neck.
You squealer.
I'll teach you to beat me up, Gene. I'll turn state's evidence for you, Cisco, whenever you say.
You can talk to the judge about that, Bandito. From the nearest jail where all of you are going to be very soon.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
You say you're over this wagon to get his diamonds back.
Si, so he did, amigo.
He say that from now on he... travel west with the wagon train.
I believe Senor Wagner learned his lesson.
But he's grateful to us, Cisco.
Yeah, he is.
He tried to give us money. When we not take the money, he has a cook bake a big cake for you.
And for you, Pancho.
And for Senor Del Slaughter.
It was a very, very fine cake, too.
Very fine.
But tell me, Chico, when we ate that cake,
yeah.
What was the disagreement you were having?
Disagreement?
Eh, with Senor Slaughter.
Oh, there's no disagreement, Cisco.
Well, it certainly sounded like a very loud disagreement.
No, no, that's not a disagreement. That's an agreement.
Well, I must say, I never heard an agreement like that.
Oh, see, agreement.
Just how could you call that an agreement, amigo?
Because Senor Slaughter wants that last piece of cake.
Si?
So did I.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Bather, Pancho by Harry Lang.